The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Find that silver lining, because we didn't win. And that's what we came here for tonight, was to win the game. But as a head coach, I couldn't be more proud of a group that could have rolled over after the third game, fought at home to extend the series, and put ourselves in a great position. I mean, all these people out there, no one gave us the chance to win the series. And I think there are a lot of people that were saying that tonight was going to be a rout. We're going to get blown out. And that's not who we are.
Does that matter? Does that matter that a group of professional basketball players paid millions and millions of dollars to play the game? Does it matter that they didn't roll over? And that once they went down 3-0, they played with a lot of grit, a lot of heart, and certainly made the Warriors sweat a little. Does that matter?
Absolutely it matters. Hey, man, it matters when you don't have your starter. There's a reason there are backups in this in every league. You know why? Because they're not as good as the starters. And, hey, man, I mean, the Phoenix rolled through like poop through a goose through everybody this season. You lose Booker for how much more average do they look? Come on. I mean, you want to be disappointed about a playoff series. Look at the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, watch Kyrie mope into a stadium. Like he's going to make 100 widgets in, 2 hours. He's, you know what he's walking into the stadium like? Like he's the rectal thermometer tester.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he walks into a thing. Gotta hit 140 rectal thermometer test tonight. It's going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Right?
In case you didn't know, we discovered there is a tester.
Yeah.
Those things are tested.
Yeah, they say they are tested.
Yeah.
For accuracy.
And approved.
Yes.
Tested. Using the whole fist out.
Tested and approved.
That's how
Kyrie shows up to work.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Everything is the same, right? It's one of 162. You want to win as many as you can. So it's as big as, the game on Friday, the game on Saturday, and the game after that. But to your point, the most important game is tomorrow. And same with the Phillies.
Okay. I know the Rockies are 10-8, and I know that we pledged that as long as they were above 500 and, competing, that we would change Bud Black's song, be more upbeat, more energetic, right?
Right.
But Mark, coming on the heels of a sweep or losing the first 3 of 4 to the Philadelphia Phillies, I think we need to remind people. Darkness, my old
friend. It's only around the corner, Mike.
It's around the corner.
It really is
coming.
It's
inevitable.
What did I say? I think I said it yesterday. Recipe for success is not we're pitching, bad defense, and the solo shot. It's not, you better have runners on base when you hit a homer. Like the 3-run homer is good. The 1-run homer, not so much. And bad defense and bad pitching.
Yeah.
Not going to win a lot of games. The Phillies are warming up. I looked at the standings yesterday I just took a peek, Mike. Just a peek yesterday because I was watching the game after my meet, after my date with Destiny and ate a bunch of meat. And I looked at the standings. And you know where our Rockies are now? Remember when they were in first and then in second place? It goes Giants, Dodgers, Padres, Rockies, Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you're going the wrong way. How do they know which way we're going?
This thing isn't trending the right way.
Yeah.
And we're all about what's trending. But it's not trending the right way. But we'll see what happens this morning at 11:05 as they try to avoid the 4-game sweep. Let's get one. Next on the Morning Brew.
I love that. That just gave, yeah. just gave me a little shiver right there.
All right.
I like that. That's good. It is. It's draft night.
I know.
It's happening in Vegas. Ready to go. The Broncos do not have a first-round pick.
No, they do not.
They would have to move all the way up from 64 to get into the top 32.
Not
going to
happen. Not going to happen.
No chance at all?
No chance.
People can just sit back, relax, and just watch the draft for entertainment, knowing that there's no suspense at all that the Broncos might move up.
They'll move up, but they ain't moving up. They ain't moving up in the first round. Plus, I have to believe, like, the capital would take you to get, like, let's say 28, Mike. If there was somebody at 28 that you had to have, like, the difference between the guy at 28 and the guy at 48 are probably, like, razor thin. So, I mean, the difference is probably one of your wispy hairs. One wispy hair difference.
Right.
And you're not going to give up that much capital for one wispy hair.
So now my wispy hair has become a tool for you to use in this show.
It is. Well, the sun is shining through on your... So I got the glisten.
Through.
Yeah, I got the glisten of the forehead or the five head or the seven head.
Yeah.
And then I got the wispiness. Uh-huh. That, like, I can see it. I can see right. It's beautiful. It is. I wish I was a photographer.
It's like a stained glass window at a church.
Yes, it is. It is very much like that. Beautiful.
Next, no, we're done. We're done with the morning, bro. That'll do it for the morning, bro.
Let's get
to you each and every morning at 6:30.